Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. I'm an actress, singer, and entrepreneur. On my new podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, I'm asking friends, family, and experts the questions that are in my head. Like, is OnlyFans only bad? Where do memes come from? And where's Tom from MySpace? Listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer, only on Amazon Music.
Watch What Crappens, Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Bean. What you doing, my little guy?
Oh, I'm just kicking off the week with you here. It's Monday. Monday used to be morning. Now it's Monday afternoon. And it's Crappens on Demand Day, by the way. We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac. If you want to watch us, not just listen to us, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, and we have our webcams on, not doing anything salacious, just recapping, you know, two friends recapping. Also, this week is very exciting because the tour is beginning. The Cheetah Brand, 2023 Cheetah Brand Tour, okay? It's starting on Thursday, okay, in Austin, Texas. I'm hopping on a plane. I'm going to meet up with my work husband, Ronnie, in Austin. We're doing a show. We are recording in Austin. We're doing Real Housewives of Miami. That episode is coming out that morning on Peacock. And that evening, we are recapping it right there at Emo's. So come join us. The very next night, we go to Dallas. And we will be recapping part two of the Salt Lake City reunion. So all sorts of very exciting things. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets before time runs out. And you miss it. And you say, oh my God, I wanted to go to a show, but I missed it. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, okay? After that, we have a big tour. We go later in the month. We're going to be going to Phoenix, then LA for the Golden Crappies. It's going to be huge. It's going to be at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles, which is, you know, I saw Madonna there. So that basically means, like, it doesn't mean we're as big as Madonna, but it means that we are now on the path to getting Madonna's face. So we're excited about that. And then we're going to go to Charlotte and Atlanta and Denver and Salt Lake City and Seattle and San Francisco, Toronto, Philly, New York City, DC, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and finally the Foxwoods Resort and Casino. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets and we'll see you at one of our shows.
Yeah, so, pretty crazy. And it's been a crazy Bravo weekend with news. A lot of crazy stuff has come out. Have you heard any of this stuff or have you been in your little board game hole? Where have you been?
I have not been in my board game hole. I was very upset. I had to back out of three consecutive gaming sessions because my friend had a cough and I did not want to come down with anything before our Austin show. So I was in a bubble. So I did see what I saw was that Brandy and Caroline left the Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Strip Season 4 shooting locale. I saw two different rumors as to why, and they both amused me greatly.
Well, the one I think is true is that Brandy tried to make out with Caroline and then Caroline went into a gay panic and, and wanted everybody to be on her side and fire Brandy for sexual harassment. And then everybody rallied around Brandy and they sent some group text supporting Brandy and didn't know that Caroline was on it. And Caroline saw the group text and then
I didn't hear that part. That's great.
Freaked out on Bravo and the women and left. You know, so I don't know, but that's hilarious. But also, you know, you can't just like make out with whoever you want to. But Brandy, you know, Brandy, that's like how Brandy is nice to people. Like, remember with Vicky, she's like, oh, yeah, you really turned me on. Yeah, I'm going to make out with Vicky. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to make out with Taylor and Vicky. It's like that's how she tries to get women on her side. It's like such a man thing. Like, hey, baby. Let's make out. Like, she has this weird thing because she did it on the last season, too. And I guess she thought she could get away with that, and it didn't really work. So,
yeah. Well, the other rumor that I heard, which is much less scandalous, but made me laugh out loud when I read it was that much simpler, that Brandy spilled a tray of appetizers on Caroline Manzo intentionally.
Well, I hope both are true.
Just good old-fashioned classic spilling appetizers on Caroline Manzo.
I hope that Caroline Manzo went into a gay panic and then ended up with tiny wieners all over her.
Yeah. That's what I hope. I hope she went into a spanakopita panic. Like, all these triangles of spinach and feta all over me. I can't do this. Okay. Maybe she had, like, Vietnam flashbacks of being in the Dominican Republic with her children when they got into that fight. And she was like, I'm going to leave Marrakesh. Because they're in Marrakesh, I believe.
Me and my spanakopita with thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves.
So, today, here we are with the Real Housewives of Potomac, The Naked Truth. More gay, you know, more like, oh my God, is she gay? Is she gay? Is she gay? Is she gay? We're all a little bit gay, guys. Let's just calm the fuck down on Housewives. My God, none of you have, even I've tried more vagina than you people, and I'm as gay as they come. Okay.
I was going to say when you described
I'm less
Brandy,
afraid of vaginas than these people. Sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say when you described Brandy, that actually sounded a lot like Mia's shtick too, you know? Like,
yeah.
I kind of want to make
which
out
I get
with
it.
Now, you know?
Which I get it, you know, like when you're that's your talent and that's what you're giving the world, you know? Like if I want to help people, I try to make them laugh or, you know, gain a lot of weight so they have a reason to stay inside more, like I'll bake them cakes and stuff like that. You know, Brandy and Mia are both, like, people who became famous because of their looks, you know, being really pretty. And I guess that's what they're offering is, like, I don't know. Like, do we know any hookers? We should meet some, for sure.
Well, we are always down for hookers. But I was going to say, I really think
I'm always looking to be made felt better by somebody who engages in, you know, like, oral is their thing. Or, like, you know, that's fun. I like being friends with hookers and bakers.
And candlestick makers. It's really a spectrum of occupations.
Funny that you say that, because I have a candle right here that I've been burning to get the wax out of it. It's one of those novena candles, and it has, what's her buns from Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. I've been trying to burn it down so I could put a fake candle in there. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. Candlestick maker.
Look, that's basically you. Well, I was going to go on a tangent about hooking, and I decided I'm going to table that. We can talk about the hooking tangent another time.
Hooking?
Well, okay, I'll just say it, which is that my friend works at a library. And I guess hooking, I think, may be a type of knitting. Like, there's a type of knitting that you can do that's called hooking. And some of
them is that what the kids are calling it these days? Like, hey, want to get together and hook later? Yeah, brah, bitch and stitch and bitch.
Well, apparently someone put up a notice at her library that was like, for people who are interested in getting into hooking, meet at the library this afternoon or something like that. And, you know, that's the sort of flyer that I really appreciate.
Well, me too. And it's the oldest profession in the world. You would think that there would be some kind of workshop you can take. Like, what am I just supposed to do? Just get out there and trust my penis is going to know what it needs to do? No, I need to be taught. Training is important for everything.
That's exactly correct. And by the way, and there's no one who trains better than Mia. I mean, hello, did we not see her great work moving brochures around on a receptionist desk.
With her ass cheeks, you know? Mm-hmm. So here we are. We're back in Potomac, back from Mexico, and Wendy is with her kids, and she's having them do stuff with boxes and tape, and she's like, part of being the boss is overseeing stuff. And don't worry about him. He's fine. He has his own box, okay? And one of the kids is like, how do you do the tape, though? She's like, we're docking your pay. Wendy squeal.
Yeah. And then we go to Mia, she's with her cousin Kelly. Kelly. They're by like a clothes rack. Nothing of note happens here except clearly Mia has fired Jacqueline as her friend of and has brought in Kelly for this experience.
Yes. And Kelly is really just copying Mia's whole personality, like the way she talks, the way she nods, the way mm-hmm. she moves her head. I hope we get some more from Thirsty Kelly.
Yeah.
So then Robin walks awkwardly into a boutique, which I think is how I start off every Robin scene.
Yeah,
Robin walks kind of awkwardly.
Yes. So Robin is in a bridal boutique, and I think the bridal boutique is called Deja Vu, which is hilarious. And there's some happy lady there, some, you know, aspiring Veronica Mars type who's like, so are you excited for your dress fitting today? She's like, yeah. Usually when I go on girl trips to Mexico, I'm like, ooh, I don't want to go home. But I was happy to come home this time. And now I'm getting stressed about the wedding. Like, you're stressed about your 4-person wedding. Like, literally.
Come on, dude.
You go to a beach.
Give it a rest, Robin. Nobody cares, okay? And I love that the editors played clown music for this. They, like, yeah. Straight up played. She's like, I'm so stressed for my wedding. It's like. And she's like, so is this what you have in stock? Listen, I want something different. I like to walk to the beat of my own drum. I realize there's so much to do for a 2-person wedding. Well, you have to find the person. And then you have to go to the place. And then you have to have something to wear.
And then you got to find the drum so you can walk to its beat.
And if it's somebody else's drum, you need to take it back, because I walk my own drum.
You and I walk to the beat of a different drum.
So she's getting a full-on wedding dress for someone else's wedding in Jamaica. You are the tackiest ass person I've ever seen. And I watch Vanderpump Rules, and I've already seen Sheena do this. Even Sheena got like a nice little cute cocktail dress to pull this, I assume. I think we saw that it was... She didn't get a full-on wedding dress to pack and take to somebody else's wedding, Robin. Shame on you. Gross.
Yeah, well, I think what's strange is that Robin has spent a lot of time saying she just doesn't want to make it a whole thing. It's just... They decided they're just going to do it the day after her cousin's wedding because they'll be in the Bahamas. It's just a small ceremony. It's just literally, it's like not even a wedding. It's like someone on the beach, an officiant. They're going to exchange the rings. But then she's also getting a wedding dress, and she's fretting about flowers and yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, which one is it? I don't understand. I mean, I also have, sure, Bravo probably was like, well, we need you to do a scene in a bridal boutique. Since you said the word wedding, we need you to go through the entire Bravo television process of getting married on our network, which means you have to have a scene in the bridal boutique, which means you have to have a bachelorette party, which means you have to have prenuptial scenes, etc. So, like, I get it. But also, like, it's just you're standing on a beach for 2 seconds.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, just get the dude standing out there with the coconut and the machete trying to get you to pay $100 to rent a jet ski, okay? That's your preacher. You're done.
Captain Ron. Okay? Okay, get Captain Ron.
And by the way, while you're at the dress store, could you maybe ask them for something that you could wear to confessionals? You look like Mario Kart with morning sickness, okay?
Mario, but Mario Kart. Is there there's like bananas on her?
Bananas. She does. Like any second I'm expecting like one of those little guys to pop down onto the screen like and start swinging around going, no, 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 just squirt oil all over the TV and run away.
I'm expecting Ashley to hold up a sign that says, wrong way, wrong way.
Okay, so Ashley does come and... Now, Ashley does this thing I really love to do, and I never see other people do it, but it's one of my favorite things to do. When you go into a shop, especially like here in Texas, because there are a lot of like farm design places here where it's like, welcome, this is the country, so this is a very fancy country store, and they have like the little door that you open, and it goes jingle, jingle, like with a real bell, and they try and keep it country, you know? Yeah. But sometimes these doors don't work. And Ashley comes in with full-on door judgment, which I really like. She's like, she opens the door and she goes, whoa, a little strong there. I was like, thank you. I thought I was the only person who does that. I judge doors all the time. I'm like, does this door close itself? Or do I close it? You can close it, honey. What kind of fucking door is that? This door gets 0 stars from me.
You know what I hate? I hate when doors and pedestrians do the same thing, which is when a door looks like it's going to slam. It's like, and then for the last few seconds, it just closes very, very, very slowly. And when you try to like get it to close all the way, it's like, no, 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 I'm going at my own pace. It like resists you.
It literally pushes back. Yes, it pushes back at you. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to go fast. I want to go slow.
I know. It's like, well, then why did you go fast in the beginning? Why did you pretend like you actually cared about slamming and now you're going slow? It's like when pedestrians do that. You know when pedestrians walk across the street? Pedestrians do this all the time. They do this performative trot over the first lane, and then they walk over the second lane. And why do they do that? It's like you don't get bonus points because you actually considered trotting over the part that's like you trotted over the part where there's no cars.
I do a real tricky one, like where they're coming, and then I'll go like I'll do a skip like for dumb, and then I just walk really slow. So it looks like haha, I was gonna run, but then I didn't because I used to have this insecurity where I would start crossing the road and be like, oh my god, I'm so fat, and then they're gonna be like, oh my god, this fat guy's like trying to get across the road and he's making me wait forever. I don't want to. I just want them to go. So I'd like wave for them to go and they'd be like, no, you go. And then I wave for them to go and then I end up fighting and then they end up hating me anyway. So it's like, stop being so insecure. Nobody fucking cares about you, you know? So now I just fuck with people and it makes me feel better. So now I just go a skip and then I walk really slow and yourself. Then I do the next thing that they hate the most, because you know what drivers hate the most? When the pedestrian walks slow and scrolls through their phone. Girl, they hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, they hate it. Yeah. And it makes me feel so powerful for that moment.
Listen, I want full strides. I want all attention on the crosswalk. And if you're going to start out doing the trot all the way across, I would prefer you just to walk at a normal pace all the way across rather than do this patronizing ass little trot over the part that doesn't matter. Cause like I guarantee if I'm trying to make a right onto red and I'm waiting for a pedestrian, they've trotted over the far lane where the cars are actually there. And then the part where I have to turn, that's where they're walking slowly. And I'm like, why don't you walk slowly in front of the cars that are there that I'm not turning into and trot in front of the area where I need you to get by?
No. Because it's my right as a pedestrian. It's like that thing when you hate it when other people do it, but you like when you do it. You know, like that's how I feel powerful. It's like when people are in a parking space and there's no parking spaces and you see one. So you go up and you put your turn signal on and then they see you do that. And then they get in their car and then they take a really long time to get out. Yeah. And I hate when people do that because you know they feel so powerful. It's like, congratulations on your fucking 1 minute of power of the day. Yeah. You get to be in control of the parking space because it was yours first, you know. And when I'm behind that car, I hate them. But man, when I get into my car, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe you'll leave soon, sucker.
I'm like, I have a right to check my phone right now. You made an assumption that I'm leaving.
Yes, but I can't just be expected to come out from the Home Goods after unloading all of those bowls I just bought and then get in here and speed away. Maybe I'm just going to sit here for a second and catch my breath and vape out the window while I check my Twitter.
But what you don't do, Ronnie, though, is you don't get into your car and start backing it up and then put it into park and then check your phone for 2 minutes. Because that, to me, is the equivalent of a pedestrian trotting across the first half of traffic and then walking slowly in front of me.
I love it. I support that pedestrian. This is equal, though, where you get in your car and then you press the brake a couple of times. So it looks like, oh, my God, they started the car.
That's just fuckery. I have to appreciate that because that's just pure fuckery at that point.
It feels so good. Okay, so Robin's bullshitting about her bullshit wedding that nobody really cares about, which is kind of hilarious because now you're officially tied to him again and it was like the worst year of both of your lives. Have fun, stupid. So Ashley comes, judges the door, and they hug, and then Giselle comes, and Robin goes on to try on wedding dresses that she doesn't have to pay for while these other two try on tiaras and stuff.
Yeah. And they're just like having fun, and Giselle has the tiara on, and they give her a caption that says Miss Messiverse. So then they like sit down in some chairs. Ashley is like a floating head because she somehow has worn an outfit that's like the same fabric as the upholstery on this chair. So which is like, oh well, wow. So they're sitting there and they're recapping, and so Ashley's like, well, something's happened on the vacation in Mexico. What? Yeah. So I hung out with like Candace and Mia and Wendy, and like that's like a lot for me. That's like a lot for me to do. And you and Candace kissed. She's like, no, but not me and Candace.
someone else saw. It's like, yeah, someone else. And someone did some vagina bumping. And I love it. It's like a celebrity password, you know?
Yeah, it's like $10 pyramid. The really cheap version.
Free for an Instagram shout out pyramid. So Ash is like, I didn't say vagina jumping, humping. Mia was just admiring Wendy's physique. And Giselle's like, oh, she was admiring Wendy's vagina. Ah, she saw Wendy's vagina. Ah,
yeah. And she was saying how attractive Wendy is and stuff, and like saying she's like into her and everything like that.
Oh, wow. Did Wendy reciprocate? Ah.
Wendy was intrigued. I mean, basically, when Mia said that her tongue is like a cable news network, Wendy was like, oh, I want to know more about that. So it's kind of hot.
And then Robin's like, I'm coming.
That's what Wendy said, actually.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, I'm Arisha.
And I'm Brooke.
And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Rich, where we bring you absolutely true and absolutely shocking stories about the most famous families and biggest celebrities the world has ever seen. Our newest series is all about the incomparable diva, Whitney Houston. Whitney's voice defined a generation, and even after her death, her talent remains unmatched. But her incredible success hit a deeply private pain.
In our series, Whitney Houston, Destiny of a Diva, we'll tell you how she hid her true self to make everyone around her happy, and how the pressure to be all things to all people led her down a dark path.
Follow Even the Rich wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
And so Robin has a very pretty wedding dress with a long train for a beach wedding. Robin, I'm just not buying any of this. Just stop.
Also says,
this is one of those storylines I just want to put a stop to. Every time it comes out, I want to put on a neon vest with some caution tape and come out with a big stop sign and just stand in the middle of the road. Like, stop. Like a crossing guard at a kindergarten.
You're a crossing guard.
Stop.
Crossing guard. As long as we're talking about pedestrians, I really hate when crossing guards make you stop for people who are not children. I always feel like that's unfair.
Oh, God. You want to talk about a power trip? The fucking crossing guard. And then I didn't find out till my sister had kids, but she's like, oh, yeah, those are volunteers. Those are like moms and stuff. And I was like, yeah. Oh, God. The powerless
mother. They all look
like
Candace Bergen. So, anyway.
They do all. No, they, you know who they all look like? I'm so sorry if there's any crossing guards listening to this.
They do, but
do you know who they look like? The lady from Happy Valley. Have you ever seen that show?
I don't know Happy Valley. Is that like Diane Ladd?
Look it up right now. Everybody, okay. Everybody who's listening to this who doesn't watch Happy Valley, look it up right now.
Oh, it's like literally a crossing guard.
It's a policeman. She's
yes. By the way, the answer is yes.
She's just as miserable.
She's sort of like the British version of Park Overall.
God.
With like some John Lithgow.
So yeah, they all look like her to me. Okay, so anyway, the point is, Ashley spilling all this tea that, oh my God, someone played around and did some lesbian stuff. I'm getting sick of that on the show, on all of these shows. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, someone might have kissed another girl. Ew! Give me a fucking break. Half of you are gay. And you know who's not going to be shocked either? Robin. Robin seems to have some gay tendencies. Why don't you just... Giselle's never got a boyfriend. Why don't we just all stop acting like this is the craziest thing we've ever heard? Don't you really have anything going on? Surely there are some, like, lawsuits in the Crack the Back store, whatever the fuck that thing is called.
The joint.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, just it seems like there's certain storylines that Bravo pushes them towards that are just kind of get tired. It's just, this is what it is this year. And so Robin, by the way, she does come out in this wedding dress. It's a very nice wedding dress, but Robin's like, I wanted to do something that's like not so traditional. I'm like, you're in a white lacy dress with a train. Okay. So she goes, Robin does some twirls and goes back into the little closet to no pun intended with what we're just talking about. But she goes back to change. And then Giselle's like, okay, let's get back to vaginas. So she went from throwing a drink on Wendy to liking her vagina. Maybe that's why she threw the drink. And so now they're like, oh, yeah, maybe it's like sexual tension. Guaranteed that was not sexual tension.
Right. So then Giselle's like, okay, you have to ask me. So Robin comes out in this like really terrible striped gown. There's a lot wrong with this dress. It's like beige, vertically beige. Striped. And it's see-through, but it's like one of those see-through dresses, but it's like also a mini skirt under. It's like
it looks like a mini
skirt off. It's like a mini skirt. It's like an office suit under and then a weird ball gown over. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it was. It definitely had like a skyscraper office building look to it. Like the vertical lines were like white, but then there was like a grayish thing under it. And then it was some of the lines stopped and everything. I just felt like there was like a, I don't know, like an Obon pan by where her feet were. So I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
To me, it was not a success as a wedding gown. Maybe a success as a going to some sort of corporate function gown. But I did not love it. And no one actually liked it at all.
As the great poet Amy Winehouse once said, no, no, no.
And as the great poet Amy Grant once said, hats. Why do I gotta wear so many hats?
So they all hate this gown, and then they start talking about like, oh my gosh, she goes back in. Robin goes back to try on more potato sacks. So then,
it was the color of a potato sack. There was like a vertically striped.
But Robin's just such a potato. Yeah, you know, I'm like, what do potatoes wear? Just pick that.
What do potatoes wear? What does Mrs. Potato wear when she goes to a function? She's like, it's Vera Wang. Stop it. Just because I'm a potato doesn't mean I don't have a sense of fashion.
Oh, and it's like an actual wing. It's Vera Wang.
Vera Wang.
Vera Big Wang.
It's Christian Siriano. Christian Siriano by Mrs. Potato.
Christian Sriracha Yano.
I was really trying to come up with some good potato puns real quickly, but it's hard.
Right
to
now,
do
we're
the
just
fashion.
On to general. We're just on to general casual condiments. Food, that's all you
just
really need.
Little
potatoes.
Cheddar sachi. I don't know. Cheddar sachi.
Queso and. queso and tostada, nah?
Okay.
You know what's amazing? Sometimes when we do this, I can actually hear millions of iPhones clicking off.
I
Isn't
know.
That weird? I can
I'd
hear
like
it.
To think
Let's hear it go click, 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 click.
I hear one iPhone clicking off, but it's like a very, it has like a top hat because it's the iPhone that someone from iHeart is listening to judge whether or not we deserve our award. So, like, it's not Sir Conan O'Brien, guys. I don't know. Who are we up against? I forget. But, we humbly submit this episode to the iHeart Podcast Awards.
So let's get back to vaginas. So Ashley's like, I gotta go, bye. So she leaves, and Giselle and Robin talk, and Giselle's like, we need to talk. And Robin's like, this is literally bringing back memories.
of what? Like going to Tremana, getting a sandwich. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so she's having flashbacks of her first wedding, and Giselle's like, so your mom isn't here. Why is that? She's like, well, I haven't told her yet. Oh, well, now that you have this dress on and you're getting married, I was thinking that we could have a very upscale dinner and we could have strippers.
Yeah, so they start talking about this bachelorette party, and who they're going to invite. And Robin's like, well, Karen's not invited. And the way that Wendy was laughing when Karen was coming at me, I mean, I don't believe Wendy's a genuine in wanting to be a friend.
That's bullshit. Okay, it's one thing to not invite Karen because you got into a big fight with her, like a really big bad fight. But Wendy literally was laughing because Karen was saying that Juan hugged her so tight that her breasts went to her back, okay? And that Juan's been walking around Georgetown with a faux Karen. And Wendy is laughing along with the rest of us because it is so ridiculous. And you're going to disinvite her from the bachelorette party for that? No, that's bullshit.
Robin's a hater.
She's a hater.
Robin's just a plain hater. She's been coming for Wendy all season for no reason. And it's just another reason to exclude Wendy. And then Robin has this to offer. Zero. Nothing. You know, it's like one thing when a powerful housewife does it. You know, it's like, oh, really? You treat me like that? Let's see if you come to my tea and crumpets party. Mm-hmm. But Robin, you just don't have the power, Robin, okay? Giselle can't keep you in that power position forever. Like, nobody cares. I would rather watch Wendy teach her children how to put tape on a box than watch any more about your potato sack search or your fake wedding. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I've really loved Robin in the past. Like, I've really, really loved her. But this has been a rough season for her. We've seen a side of Robin that, well, maybe was not surprising to you, but for me, it's like, oh, I don't like this side of Robin. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, it's a sucky side. So then Candace is in the kitchen.
One of our
favorite running scenes of the season is Candace in the kitchen trying to cut bagels that are pre-cut. These are pre-cut bagels.
Not only that, she's using a teeny tiny cutting board when she already has a big-ass butcher block that's out right behind her. Don't think I didn't see that in the background. Why are you she's having the hardest time cutting these bagels. You see her. It's like, I think it's the first time she's ever cut bagels, to be honest. And she's trying to show that she's like domestic and the sort of person who just can make a bagel. But she has no idea what she's doing. She's using way too small of a cutting board. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing. It's one of her lowest moments ever on this show.
So they go outside with their burnt bagels. She goes with Chris, and they're talking about the trip and stuff. And Candace is like, listen, the old ladies were fighting. Wow.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, it sounds real extra. So then we go to Lib's Grill, where Karen is having lunch with Wendy, who they squeal at each other. They're both in orange. I mean,
yeah.
Two caution cones having lunch. So they sit, and they have Mario Lopez as a waiter, so I thought that was cute. Didn't he look cute. Like him at first?
Yeah, he was cute.
Little dimples.
Little, I liked him. So
I know. I was like, you're too cute for this. You're too cute for this.
You can aspire to more than Lib's Grill.
Go fuck Karen in a closet.
Get her drunk. She'll have sex with you, apparently. So they're talking about Wendy and Karen sit down, and they're and Wendy's like, well, last time I saw you at a table, you were really pounding it. And she's like, yes, and I survived that table shaking session. And then Robin comes to get fed, dot, 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 dot. And then we go back to Candace. So we're doing one of these back and forth moments between Candace and Chris and Wendy and Karen.
Yeah, so Candace is telling him, yeah, so Karen and Robin get into it. And there was a rumor that Juan was, like, cheating on Robin with some woman, and they were walking together in Georgetown. And he's like, of course, why not throw another husband under the bus?
And Candace is like, I mean, it's dumb. It's as dumb as you grabbing that Cookie Monster bitch. And they put up a picture of Deborah in the corner that says, Deborah, a.k.a. Cookie Monster bitch. Deborah. So it goes back to Karen, and she goes, well, just to give you background, I have been sitting on Juan hugging me inappropriately for 3 years now. And Wendy's like, oh, yeah, because remember your wig shift party? And we have a flashback of that party and Robin saying, are you afraid of what you might say when you're drunk, Karen? And she's like, no, but I'm not. But you should be afraid of what Juan says when he's drunk.
And then Karen says, yes, and when I fired that, I knew that she knew. Ding, 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 ding.
So Candace tells Chris that Robin, so she goes, well, so then Robin pulls out this picture, and it's just the back of Karen, but you can tell it's Karen, and she's just sitting there with the guy, and it's the guy everyone calls Blue Eyes. Chris does not look like he cares at all. I think he's still, like, he's, I think, upset about his bagel being burnt.
Yeah. And Karen's like, oh, let's talk about that picture they won't show me. I don't care, and I will not address it. That woman is not me.
So producers like ask Wendy, do you think that looks like Karen? And Wendy's like, I don't know. She didn't show me because she was being too shady to me. And I didn't realize that Robin did not let Wendy look at the picture either.
No, because Robin got mad because Wendy was laughing at her. So she wouldn't show Wendy or Karen. And then it cuts to that. Wendy going, may I see the device? May I see the device? May I see the device? And they're like, no. So And then Chris is like, did you guys do anything besides talk about each other's husbands? And she's like, yeah, we went out and I got so drunk I was in the shower and I didn't remember how I got there. So then is the talk about their IVF. He's like, now that all this stress is ending and you've got your next degree and you've got your Trina thing done, now we can try having a baby again.
And it's like, and scene, and that was that. So then now Karen's phone starts ringing and it's Ashley FaceTiming in, and she's, you know, Ashley's basically being nosy, being asking what they're talking about, like what's the situation. And Karen's like, well, I'm talking about Robin. I think she has misdirected anger and she needs to take that in the right direction. So Ashley's like, oh, well, there was a group chat. She's also not about a bachelorette party for Robin and you guys are noticeably not on the chain. So I thought I'd call and let you guys know that you're not invited to something. Oopsies.
Yeah. And so Wendy's like, what the hell? Are we trying to move forward or not? You know? And Ashley thinks it's because Giselle doesn't like Wendy. And Wendy's like, but we have to call a spade a spade. We've all been brides. And the people who invited are supposed to be the people we want there, not who the person throwing the event wants. I'm like, oh, poor thing. Yeah, she doesn't like you.
Yeah.
She's not going to like you. She's not going to just suddenly start like you. You have the way to Robin's heart is to be on her side in every fight and fight for her even when she's completely wrong and do whatever she says. That's how you're friends with Robin. That's why the only friend she has is Giselle. And I guess Charisse, because Charisse is using her to get back on the show.
Exactly. So sorry, Wendy. You will not be going to a strip club to be it's where you can enjoy a very sad steak with some brown gravy on it and a lobster tail. So then we go to Mia, and she's setting a table. So Giselle comes over, and it's Giselle's first time being at the house. And she's like, wow, you smell good. And Mia's like, do I, fam? I feel like I don't. I feel like I smell like sushi. I'm like, do you know how sushi works? It's like, if you are serving sushi that smells enough that it can be on your scent, then you're serving poison, basically.
So Giselle's like, oh, these floors are beautiful, la. Beautiful, la. So we're on the golf course, huh? So lots of people yelling about holes all the time. You must be very comfortable here, ah.
So they sit down and Giselle's talking about how Robin tried on some wedding dresses and stuff. And she goes, and Ashley did give me a little Mia tea. She said that.
Mia's so excited. Mia loves hearing gossip about herself.
I couldn't tell if she was be gossiping about you or maybe a California roll. It's hard to tell the difference sometimes. Anyway, she said that last night in Mexico, there was some hypertension. It's like a goat.
Yeah. Yeah, Mia just made like a little honk there. She's just like, meh.
There was some high flirtation coming from Mia to Wendy, and I think maybe it was reciprocated.
And she goes, and I was spreading rumors you had sex. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I really did. But just Robin, nah. And then we see a clip of that, and of Giselle going, I think there was vagina bumping. And so Giselle's like, but Ashley did say there was a vagina watching. And Mia's like, well, she was showing it. She showed you her vagina? Yeah, like spread eagle. Wendy, this whole episode, I could not stop staring at Wendy trying to imbibe. Like this, this is how she is trying to drink. She's like,
The sequel to Waiting to Exhale. Trying to imbibe. Well, her lips come out so far.
They're like she, really. She always sticks out her tongue to like. I think she can't feel her lips anymore, so she's like sticking out her tongue to feel like wherever whatever starts. You know, she's like, and it like tries to guide it, but it never quite gets there. It's amazing, and it happens the whole episode. Like, someone help the woman. If there are crutches for lips, get her some
lip crutches.
She needs some feelers. I mean, girl,
I know. It's just, or like some sort of like funnel or something that she's gonna attach to the front, like a lip piece, just like a.
She literally tried to take a drink of water through this entire scene and couldn't do it. She's like, well, spread eagle.
So, so Giselle's like, tells us, I really thought Mia was not going to admit this, but she confirmed it. Was there a flash involved? Actually, I don't need to know. My version of the story is always going to be better. So in my mind, I'm like, well, it's confirmed, so we can drop the storyline, but it shall continue.
Yeah, so this is such a weird thing. I mean, do we just all hang out with different kinds of people? I mean, I've been wasted with lots of friends who are like, show me yours, I'll show you mine. And then we do it. It's not that big of a deal, you know? I mean, do I just have sluttier friends?
I just think that, like, it's
not
just
vaginas, though. Maybe right. It's weirder with vaginas.
Yeah, I guess this stuff, I mean, I'm not scandalized by it. I'm just kind of bored by it. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I'm bored. Vaginas are boring, okay? Penises, vaginas, and boobies and butts. We've all got some of them in some kind of combination. Like, can we just get over it now? Like, congratulations, you saw a vagina. It's like Giselle's like, oh, vagina. Oh, no, no, vagina.
Come yeah, on, Giselle. I mean, Giselle just sort of senses that there's, she's like brainstorming. She's like, there seems to be a storyline here that we can get jump-started, because she knows that maybe if she can suggest that there was something illicit that happened more than just like peekaboo, that then that could become a fidelity issue, which then someone could get
that's
angry.
That's her favorite thing. You know. Yeah, it's her favorite thing. So, of course, Mia's like, yeah, so she wanted to see it, and so I showed her, and then she showed me, and Giselle's like, I really thought Mia was not going to admit this, but she has confirmed. You see, you're just trying to come up with something else, you know? It's like, what do I do?
I thought I had a few more beats in this storyline.
How many more episodes do we have of this?
Maybe we should just fast forward to the season finale.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Mia's like, well, I was like, so you haven't been jealous of me. It's just sexual frustration. You want my cookie? I can't give it to you because Eddie is not consenting, and neither is Jean.
Yeah. Just, I feel like if Mia actually sold cookies, they would just all be in the shape of brochures. They'll be like, it'll be like EL Fudge brochures. So, So basically, it's just more of this. Like, yeah, you know, like she tells us, because the producer was asking, she's like, you know, like, you know, she touched, honey, she touched, fam, like, just a little, okay, and she said it was pretty, and I said, okay, thank you, okay, thanks, fam.
So then we know that, you know, there's nowhere to go. So Giselle has nothing else to do. So she's like, okay, well, what about Jacqueline? Nah. And apparently Jacqueline called begging to say sorry. But Mia won't give her that time, you know? And so then they start going over penis straws and like the bachelorette party stuff. And Giselle drinks from a white penis straw. And Mia's like, out of all those colors, why don't you take the purple one, girl?
Yeah, so we have like a long close up of Giselle essentially filleting her straw. And then we go over to Wendy, who's setting up a ring camera because she's about to do an appearance on MSNBC, and she's reminding herself of her talking points, and she's like, okay, Roe v. Wade, the importance of the Supreme Court decision, consequences for America. And I was like, I love that juxtaposition of like Mia and Giselle being like,
yeah, she touched my cookie. She liked it a little bit. Here's a penis straw. Oh, it's a penis straw, to Wendy being like,
having to talk about consequential issues that are impacting all of America.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like penis straws to Roe v. Wade. So, yeah, Wendy is setting up her computer. Wendy, you need to put your computer higher. You've been doing this for so long. How are you still looking terrible on the camera? You're gorgeous. Put your camera on a fucking camera stand. I mean, Laptop. Get a stand. I mean, what are you looking down? Nobody needs to be on TV like this.
Here's what I think about Roe versus Wade. It's terrible.
Come on.
I would love a talking head who spoke like that. Here's what I think, Chris Harrison. So Wendy, she tells us that basically she doesn't have an issue with Robin, and like it's very clear that Robin's going out of a way to have an issue with her. And at this point in her life, she's just like, you know, she's not going to bother people who are not going to meet halfway. So she's just going to move on in a positive way, and she doesn't want to bring negativity to her life. She's like, I don't want to have any negativity in my life, so I'm going to go on to cable news and argue with people because there's no negativity or toxicity on cable news.
Yeah, I'm sick of fighting and I'm sick of negativity. Let's talk about Roe versus Wade.
I know. Let's talk about the general dysfunction in this country that this reality show is supposed to be distracting us from.
Right. So then we go to Bachelorette Party Night. So everybody's showing up and the color is lavender.
I don't know why I thought that was funny. Always... I've just never heard that as a theme color before.
Lavender.
Lavender.
Hey, everybody show up to this sexy party in lavender.
I feel like it's a bad sign when the color theme also contains the word lav. So Giselle shows up. She's in her lavender dress and everything. She's got her money gun, all that stuff. There's a sprinter bus. Everyone's getting on the bus. And Mia's wearing this like purple bodysuit with like a purple patterned snakeskin bodysuit. And then Ashley shows up in the exact same bodysuit.
People were posting this all over the internet, a side-by-side with Fashion Nova, where they both got this from. LOL. Yeah. I love you, internet. God, I love you. I wish I could fake marry you in Jamaica after somebody else's wedding.
I wish I could lick your vagina and be like, it was just like a fun thing just to touch it and be like, your vagina's pretty, internet.
Yeah. So then Ashley shows up. You know, Ashley and Mia are wearing the same thing. It's like, oh my God. And Ashley's like, obviously me and Mia are former hosts because it takes a hoe mentality to wear this. Ho-see-ho. Ho-see-ho. So did Ashley ever admit to being a stripper? I like no, it.
Was that a rumor that she was a stripper?
Yeah, back in the day. Well, that's what Giselle was always trying to insinuate, right? That she was some kind of hooker or stripper or something. Oh, it's a long time ago. We're at season 7. I mean, my kids are grown and off at school now. It's been a long time. I just like the admitting things and then acting like that's always been on record. You know, Mia does that all the time where she's like, yeah, I was a stripper. Like, you do not remember having a fit all last year. Anyway, so Mia's like, yeah, well, we both wore it, but come on, I wore it better. I mean, Ashley looked like a garden snake, and I was an anaconda baby. No comparison.
Yeah. Well, either way, then more people start to show up. Candace arrives. Candace is wearing like a Catwoman kind of black leather, black, I don't know if it was leather, shiny vinyl-y thing. Charisse shows up. Charisse, again, just looks like, she looks like she just finished doing some grocery shopping. She just looks exhausted. like a long grocery shopping spree. Like she went to three different stores to find the thing that she wanted and she didn't even find it. And now she has to go to a bachelorette party.
Her outfit's weird. It looks like, yeah, it definitely is like eggplant in a garbage disposal. It's not lavender, okay? It's a very odd choice.
That's purple moments.
She's like, I should have been the one throwing the party because I've known her the longest, but I couldn't because Mia, who's known her for 2 minutes, had to do it. And Giselle is a bestie. So I was in my feelings, but I didn't show it. But I'm not staying on this bus, that's for sure. Hello, Greyhound. Reservation.
Hello, Super Shuttle. Reservations.
So everybody does cheers, and Charisse does do the cheers. She's like, I wish you years of happiness, love, and maybe even a baby. And we're like, oh, geez.
No more. We should also mention that Robin was wearing a crazy green outfit. And like there was some discussion in my household that maybe it was like the Adidas by Beyonce collab or the Ivy Park thing. So I was like, well, I'm not going to make fun of it because if it's Beyonce, I don't want to like get on the bad side of the beehive. But I've been looking on the internet and I have not found any, when I do like Adidas and Beyonce in green, I have not found any evidence that what Robin was wearing is hails from Beyonce. So I feel like that makes it open season to be like, it looked crazy.
You know, it can still look crazy even if it's from Beyonce. Listen, nobody can be off limits.
But you just can't say it. No, you can be off limits.
You sure can.
Well, listen, the beehive, you don't want to mess with the beehive, okay? Because if you were to be like, that looks stupid. It's like, that was made by Ivy, that was Ivy Park. You're like, the podcast is done. Like, we're done. Our show is off the air. Okay. We are not getting on the bad side of Beyonce, okay? And definitely not over Robin Dixon.
Yeah, I know. Robin ruins it all. You know, wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that just be a fitting end? Robin brings it down.
It's all crashing down.
Yeah. So Karen and Ray are in the candle place, okay? And Karen's like, "Big day, Ray, Dan, Milo. Good to see you, Dan, Milo, Dan. Oh, hello, Milo. Hello, Dan. It's me, Mike. Hand kiss, of course you can kiss my hand. Kiss my hand, of course you can." It's like, Jesus, there's just two people in an office. Can we calm down?
The 13th floor of, you know, Roanoke, Virginia or something. I don't know. So Karen is like, she's like, "Well, I'm not missing anything called Robin's Bachelorette Party. I'm making coins, literal coins made of wax with little wicks on them. I call them coin candles. They don't work as currency in any nation, but I still call them coins. And I have tried to buy many things with them and been rejected, but I try and I will always continue to try."
So the guy's like, "Oh, so just so you were able to know, this is the final sample. The one with the ribbon." So they bring out this big gold tin thing with the ribbon. And then they open it and it's aluminum on the inside. So it's only gold on the outside, which already I'm like, come on, what the hell is this? Is it gold or not? Let's commit here. Don't open it up and now I can wrap a casserole in it. Is this tin foil or what? I want gold.
Yeah, gold all the way through. But this is Karen's limited edition 4-wick candle that's exclusive for the holidays. Which holiday? Well, that's going to be up to you, because according to Karen, she says, "What makes this special is that it's limited for the holidays. I can have it for Christmas or for Valentine's Day, maybe even Mother's Day, Arbor Day. Arbor Day is good. Talk like a pirate day. Good time to have a 4-wick candle, I tell you.
Easter, weekends. The thing consumers do love about the Bohemian is it is a 3-wick, and this is a 4-wick.
So it goes from Bohemian Fire to Bohemian Fire. Oh, we still don't really know what Bohemian Fire means, by the way.
And as people who have been in Hollywood while the city's on fire, I just don't like the name. It just sounds like, you know, out of work actors who just lost their affordable housing. That's what it smells like to me.
Yeah, I mean, Karen, have you been to a party at an artist's loft? I mean... That's basically what she's... This is the scent of an artist's loft.
Yeah, Bohemian is a style. It's not a scent, you know?
And even if it were a scent, like, Karen is, like, the last person who's the ambassador for Bohemian style.
Yeah, agreed. So, let's see. So, yeah, she's going on and on about her candle, and she's like, "Well, as you know, Milo, my Milo, it's me, Karen. Now, we did put in a second order for the 3-wick. So what I'd like to do is place an order for 8,000 and put a deposit of $10,000 to get the ball rolling. I've got George Washington's pen here. And I would like Ray to present Milo with a check. Could you do that and get a picture of Ray? Do you have the big one? The poster board. The poster board one, Ray. Come on, Ray!" It's like, okay, Karen, we get it. So she sends a picture of her handing over a check to somebody to send to Robin.
Just want to have them have some signing a check in an office building FOMO. Anyway, Milo, congrats for reuniting with your family. I'm sure they were all very happy. He's like, "You're talking about the movie Milo and Otis, aren't you?" "Yes, I am. Delightful movie. Congratulations."
So then we cut to Mia on a pole and everybody's screaming on the party bus. And Candace is like, "Now, I have a question. Do strippers wipe down their own pole?" And Ashley's like, "Oh, give me a break. You've touched worse, babe." And she's like, "I have not. You've been drunk somewhere. You put your hand somewhere. I mean, come on."
Yeah. And Robin is like, "Well, the word on the curb is that Wendy and Mia left together in Mexico."
And Charisse goes, "Yeah, they were kissing, and then Mia touched her vagina."
And Ashley, so by the way, this is how I like the rumor to be delivered. I don't need all of the, "So I heard there was a little touching of the cookie." I just want a Sha-Sha delivery of like, "So I heard you touch each other's vaginas. What happened? Reservations?" Just get right to it, you know? So Mia's like, well, fam, we did kiss, and like, her, me and Wendy, we kissed at the same time, and it was like really fun.
I know, and I love people like Candace who are like, oh my God, strippers' poles are so dirty, are also the girls who are like, let's quadruple make out.
Yep. So they all arrive at the Empire Gentlemen's Club. And
I like that it's not Empire. It doesn't have an E on it. It's just Empire.
Oh, I
like that. Empire.
Empire. So I just sort of, I guess, added the E because I just could not deal with
it. No, they call it the Empire Club. That's what they called it. I just thought Empire. It was funny. Yeah, they're like, it's Empire, but well, not with an E.
Well, it could have been for umpires. Not Empire. The Empire Gentlemen's Club.
It's only strippers. It's just strippers with big nuts who squat on the ground and like shoot numbers. Like,
you just say, safe. So,
you're out of here.
Wait a minute. There's no touching and you got to be wearing a mask made out of metal. All right?
It's just strippers with those big gray body protector things. They just take them off seductively. It's like, instead of doing a fan dance, they've got the foam things they just hold in front of each other.
Yeah, it's just big fat guys who just squat on the ground. I like that. Umpires. So why are they at a girl strip club? Why aren't there any guy strippers? I mean, what the hell? I know it's generally unfair because no town really has a male strip club, right? Even in West Hollywood, you just go see go-go boys kind of dance around on tables, right? There's no like actual strip club.
I mean, Atlanta had Swinging Richards, but that closed down. So like that was like the only one. I guess there was one in Fort Lauderdale too. But
oh, really?
Yeah, but there's no other, like, men. There's no male strip clubs anywhere.
I feel like it's because men will just show you their shit for free anyway. Like, and women won't, you know? Men are, you can see a man's stuff anytime. Just say, hey, I heard you had a small one. Oh, yeah! Well, it's like, it's not worth anything. We don't have any self-worth, men, when it comes to that stuff.
So they're at a lady strip club, and so there's like stripping, and it's like there's like a lot of strip clubs and stuff, and I mean a lot of stripping, a lot of footage. I mean I have to say the editors did a great job of really showing as much of those bodies without having to pixelate anything. Like I was very impressed with their ability to get as much flesh on the screen as possible.
Yeah, they really did, because those were naked. That wasn't naked. That was naked. There was a lot of nakedness.
There's a lot.
Loved it. So they're having a good time, and Mia's saying that she's the one who shut it down with Wendy, which is hilarious. Mia's so full of shit.
I know.
And then Candace is like, licking vagina is a commitment I cannot commit to. And Ashley's like, don't knock it till you've tried it. So they're just basically having fun, and Mia's giving her judgment of the strip club. She's like, I wouldn't say Empire is the classiest. I would say it's one of the fun classiest, if that makes sense. Sometimes I just come, grab some food, and roll out. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's a restaurant.
Yeah. It looked very narrow in there, by the way. I feel like a strip club should have some like breadth to it. And I felt like a narrow corridor. That was my Yelp review of it. So, so then the girls are asking Ashley what's going on with Michael. And she's like,
well, we've been trying to create a good environment. So there have been like a lot of niceties,
which is her way of saying they've been fucking again.
And we've been like very nice to each other. And we've been, you know, nice.
And Candace tells us, she goes, if I had the opportunity to leave Gollum and take half of his money, bitch, where is the train? I'm getting on it.
So they're like, so are you reconsidering, Ashley? And she's like, I don't know. It's just he's been so nice. And I was dating, but then he said he wasn't dating. So I broke up with my person because I felt like it wasn't fair that I was dating and he wasn't dating. And Candace is like, please. He was in my man's restaurant with a bitch. He came He came up to view the other night with another woman. And she was not cute, according to Chris.
Yeah. And Ashley's like, oh my God. Like, Ashley is actually surprised by this. She's like, okay, okay. Don't tell me one thing and then I hear another thing. Just be honest with me. It's like not fair. I'm like, Ashley, why would you ever think that Michael was going to be monogamous with you in this endless separation state? Like, of course he's going to be with other women.
He wasn't when you were married. Why would he be when you're separated? Like, come on. So it's this whole fake story, because I don't buy the storyline really either, right? So then Charisse is like, though, you can't be mad because you're getting a divorce. And I was like, wow, fun topic to bring up, Charisse. Really glad you're at this party. Okay?
Yeah.
Charisse started all this. So then the food comes, and they're all ooing and awing. I'm sorry, but that steak is some nastiness. What was that?
That steak, I have to say, the lobster tail looked fine. The lobster tail looked good. It looked juicy. I was very happy with the lobster tail. Sure. Did it look like a powdered wig? Maybe. Did it look like it might be signing the Constitution? Perhaps. But it still looked good. But the steak,
it was like a hemorrhoid-ish.
Hockey puck. It looked like but a hockey puck do. With great, like, brown faux bernaise.
Brown sauce.
I don't know.
The sauce like is what killed it for me.
And a little pilaf. It was just, no. It's not good.
Yeah.
So Sasha's like.
So, yeah.
Sasha decides to raise the stakes on the Karen storyline these days. Because they're like, what?
No pun intended.
With that a pun? So, she's like, someone asked her what like her thoughts on Karen are these days. She's like, I don't really think about her. The thing is, I don't like that she lied. And like, what's the issue with me? From day one, I never aired her shit. So you're going to assassinate my fucking character? For what? When you know what you're doing. In fact, the last time I was at a club, I was with that bitch Karen Huger and the grand freaking dom, and the freaking girl disappeared. Karen, MIA. We're like, where's Karen? Where's Karen? Where's Karen?
And Candace is like, yeah, I hate when my friends do that off sucking dick somewhere. And Charisse goes, well, when Karen blinks. And Giselle's like, it is a one. It is a one. It is a one. And Charisse is like, yeah, in Potomac, she's known for someone who will get drunk and fucked up and fuck any dick that comes her way. That's her reputation. She was fucking a worker in the bathroom. And that's a fact. So am I supposed to be mad at Karen for this? Because Karen is even more of a hero to me right now.
That's hot. That is so hot.
Yes, Karen. I love that Karen does not give a fuck. Like, she's older and she's like, yes, I'm still going to just party my fucking face off and fuck random employees at their place of business. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and so Candace is like, well, when was she fucking a busboy in the bathroom? And Sasha says it's been happening ever since they've been together as a group. And Giselle was like, so even when she was making up shit about me last year, I still kept it. So then we get a flashback to, you're a broken whore from Hampton University, and that's why we're going to Sing Sing, or whatever she said.
And Giselle says, well, supposedly I'm a drunken whore from Hampton University. Well, Karen, you're a drunken whore from Nowhere University. Ah. And Robin's like, and you see, here's the difference, Giselle. Everyone knew Karen was kind of lying, and then it came out that she was officially lying, and people were still on Karen's side in this whole whore debate. And we're still on Karen's side, knowing that Karen fucks randos in bathrooms at clubs, you know? It's a personality you need to pull it off. You don't have it.
So Robin says that she heard this story a long time ago, and then Ashley is her. Everyone's just basically says that they've heard things, and some of them are being more coy than others, but they've all heard this. And
but Robin's so low. Fucking Robin and Charisse are so fucking low. At least Karen will say it to your face. You know, these two, it's like, let's have a whole group scene where we exclude the people we don't want, and then tell everybody that Wendy's a lesbian and that Karen is cheating on Ray constantly. You know, that's just so low. At least have the nuts to do it in front of Karen and let her stand up for herself. That's a good point.
Yeah. And then basically they're saying everyone's heard stuff except for Mia. And then a producer asks Mia if she's heard anything. And she goes, which means Mia's not heard anything. So Ashley then then they start talking about blue eyes and everything. And Sasha says, like, did you know that Ray said he hired a private investigator? And Ashley says that essentially Ray called or told them that he called off the investigator because he found out who Blue Eyes was and he was harmless.
No, no, they found out that Blue Eyes, the driver, was harmless.
Right.
And then Charisse goes, no, it's not a driver. It's a guy who worked at a hotel. And Giselle's like, yeah, but Ray knows what this is because for a long time, Karen couldn't drive. Her license got taken. Whatever, I don't know. She get a DUI or something.
She was trying to light another fire there, but it didn't really take off.
Yeah, I mean, my God, they're really going there. So then they're saying Ray picks her up and takes her around. So is this a different? So they're saying Ray picks up Karen and takes her to hotels or whatever. And then Mia is like, wait, so are you guys saying that Karen's a prostitute?
And they're like, whoa, 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 Mia, too far in the embellishment here.
And she's like, yeah, because all I hear is that someone was working a door at a hotel and Ray was her pimp. And they're like, geez, now you're just making shit up, Mia, geez.
Yeah, this is an insight into how Mia interprets things. So Mia says,
well, I talked about it with Gordon, and he said that most men that are older and have their younger wives, they get to a point where they know they can't please their wives anymore. And since they really love their wives, they say, go on and date. And maybe Ray said the same thing to Karen, because obviously Ray can't get up the steps the way Gordon can. Hi, fam.
So then they have more drunken partying and giving Robin shots down her face. And then Robin gets up on the pole. And it's the first time I've ever seen an entire strip club fall asleep at the same time. Really weird.
Everyone's being sexy on the pole. And Robin is on that pole like a firefighter. She's just like, oh, just swinging around in a very like mechanical way. And
so Giselle's like, well, success. Get the bride drunk. Check-a. Eat steak and lobster? Check-a. See strippers? Check-a. Find out Karen's a prostitute? Check-a. Allegedly, yeah.
Great night had by Allah. So next week is the season finale, and it's going to be Candace's album cover reveal for the Deep Space Deluxe album, and it looks like everything goes to shit. So that's going to be fun to watch. And can't wait. Cannot wait.
Yes, we'll be here. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back all week. We're live in Austin Thursday and Dallas Friday. So those recaps are going to be Real Housewives of Miami followed by Salt Lake City. So those recaps will be a little bit behind, and that is why. If you want more, come over to patreon.com. Find our videos and bonus episodes, and we will talk to... Oh, this week's bonus episode is going to be a Jersey preview.
Yeah, we're finally doing it.
So come check that out. Yes, yeah. So we sure love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
The Bay Area Betches. Bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.